Here's a song about the greatest vacation of all time. I went to Mario Town. Mario lives there. Luigi lives in the next town over. It's called Bowser Town. He couldn't afford to get his own town because you have to pay taxes to Princess Peach because she's a politician and she demands all of the money, and only Mario could afford it because of sexual favors. That's right, he's a prostitute. Yeah, and because of that, he got enough money to buy his own town. Called Mario Town, and Bowser does the same. He's also a prostitute. He has Bowser Town. In fact, every single town in this fucking kingdom is named after prostitutes, 'cause only prostitutes can afford to buy towns. Do you think anyone else can buy a town? If so, you're wrong, 'cause only prostitutes have enough money to afford to buy towns. Toads solicit a lot of sex, dude. It's fucking crazy. My brother went to Yoshi Town. He's not a prostitute, he's the one outlier. Mario paid for Yoshi to have a town. That meant he had to do double the sexual favors of everyone in Mushroom Kingdom. That's right, Mario did it all. Mario also paid for the town of Shy Guy because Shy Guy was shy, but he also wanted a town and he didn't want to have sex because he's fucking shy because his name is Shy Guy. I thought you could have guessed that, fucking dumbass dude. By the way, Yoshi Town has an epic fucking pyramid collection, and not like replicas. No, the ones from Egypt. Yeah, that's right. You ever seen Despicable Me 1? Well, you know the opening scene where, like, the pyramid is, like, blow up, and because the guy in the orange suit called Vector fucking stole it? Yeah, that's right. Yoshi did the same goddamn thing. In fact, he commissioned Vector Despicable Me to do it. I know that you think that he might have died, or maybe he lives on the moon still. Well, if you've played Mario Odyssey, who the fuck do you think built the chapel on the moon? That's right, it was Vector. He became a priest, he got his marriage license. He married Peach and Bowser. I stayed in Mario Town. Mario welcomed me with open arms. I became his butler in Mario Town. I've been here for 30 years, and I love it still. Mario lives in Mario Town. Bowser Town burned to the ground. Oh no, Luigi now lives in Mario Town because Mario took him in. He still doesn't have enough money to buy his own town. What a fucking dumbass. Why doesn't he just become a prostitute like everyone else does? He's not like Shy Guy where he has a fucking excuse. No, I think he's just faithful. I mean faithful. What a fucking dumbass. I'm also a fucking dumbass. Why did I mispronounce that? That's fucking crazy. Also, in the burning of Bowser Town, Bowser fucking died. Vector from Despicable Me held a funeral. That's right, he's a priest still. And he had to hold a funeral because no other priest exists. Because depicting religion is kind of a controversial topic. But he's a priest, and he's the only one. So he held Bowser's funeral, not fun. Bowser died, the Koopalings too. You know who didn't die though? Potaboo, that's right. A Potaboo, that's right. A Potaboo, that's right. A Potaboo, that's right. A Potaboo, that's right. And Mario Town is at peace. But Mario is still a prostitute. And Luigi's fucking lame.